More Americans than ever are getting health insurance through Medicaid. States decide who's eligible and how to fight potential fraud. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports from Tennessee, which has been more aggressive than most.
Life was upended for LaShawnya Ingram last year, and a shadow still follows her around.
You go search my name.
She Googles herself on her phone.
He says LaShawnya Ingram, fraud most wanted.
Tennessee posts the names and photos of people accused of Medicaid fraud. Some even wind up on a most wanted list as if they were dangerous and on the run. Ingram was one of 28 Medicaid beneficiaries in Tennessee charged last year. More than a third of them were accused of moving out of state without canceling their benefits. In Ingram's case, Tennessee announced her arrest in a press release, saying she eluded authorities for nearly a year. Ingram says she didn't have a clue until she got a ticket for not wearing her seatbelt.
And so they pulled me over and they said, you have a felony warrant. I said, quit lying. I said, no way. I said, I've never been in trouble a day in my life.
It took $2,000 to bond out of jail, even more to hire an attorney. Not until months later did prosecutors show her the evidence. During the time she was on Tennessee's Medicaid program and living in Memphis, she also filed for divorce from her husband, who lived on the Mississippi side of town. She still had that old address on her license, even though she moved to Memphis while she was separated. She showed her Tennessee lease and electric bills, and the district attorney dropped the felony charges. But the damage was done.
It was horrible. Couldn't get a job. All doors was being closed in my face.
For nearly a year, she resorted to selling purses out of her trunk to support herself and her daughter, and she still has big legal bills to pay. Every state has an office to investigate Medicaid fraud among doctors and other providers, but fewer crack down on patients. And fewer still publicize charges with names and photos, including a most wanted list, like in Tennessee. Chad Holman leads the TennCare Office of Inspector General and says publicity is intended to be a deterrent.
It's not to blast anyone or defame anyone. It's to simply take care of the business that's at hand, hold people accountable, and do what we're here to do.
But most states don't do that.
I'm not most states. I'm Tennessee. I'm doing my job. That's all I have to worry about.
Holman says there used to be many more arrests for far more serious charges. A decade ago, there were more people on Tennessee's Medicaid program using their government benefits to acquire and sell prescription painkillers, which is much harder to do at this point. Holman says his office tries to apply the law with compassion, but that it won't turn its back on low-level offenses. Cases that just involve residency make up 3/4 of the Medicaid fraud in Memphis, and since 2019, local prosecutors have dropped at least a half dozen cases because the evidence was so weak. Michelle Johnson of the Tennessee Justice Center says policing fraud among Medicaid beneficiaries takes time and money that could be spent on something more helpful.
We aren't for people who are ripping off the state or who are intentionally taking tax dollars. But if somebody makes a mistake, it'd be great if our leaders would get out of the gotcha game and get into the getting people healthy game.
Especially now, Medicaid programs are launching their first checks on eligibility since the start of the pandemic. Johnson says the prospect that a mistake could be treated as a crime won't help. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.